Shalom to all. Today's office about Basar Daf Kufnun Aleph, and we're starting about the fifth line with the word Behema. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basar Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the middle of a long discussion of what's considered Nechasim, possessions, if a person says, my Nechasim go to that guy. So what's included in Nechasim? The Gemara now tells us, Behema Ikri Nechsei. A domesticated animal, Behema, is called possessions. And now we have a Mishnah that says, HaMakdish Nechasov, if a person is Makdish, his Nechasim to the base of Mikdash, Vaisaban Behema Ru'i Lagabim Mizbeach, and among them is an animal that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, so is a Chari. The male animals are brought as carbon ayla. Unikevas, and the female animals, they're sold, and that money is used for carbonos. And again, we see over here the person used the lashon of nechasim, and we see the behemah is included in that. The Gemara continues, ifas ikri nechsei. Birds are called nechasim. Then now we have a Mishnah that says, amakdish nechasov, if a person is makdish as nechasim, vahu bahen dvarm hori legab mizbeach, and among them are things that are fit to be brought in the mizbeach, for example, yenosh manav ifas, wines, oils, and birds. And so we see the birds are called nechasim. And lastly, tefillin ikri nechsei, tefillin are called nechasim as well. Now we have a Mishnah, a Makdish Nechasov, if a person is Makdish all of his Nechasim, Ma'on Loi Tefillin, we have to evaluate, assess how much his Tefillin cost, because that's included in the Hektish, but he obviously needs Tefillin to put on, so you have to see how much those Tefillin are worth. He would have to borrow that money from a friend to be paid this Tefillin, so that he could wear them every day, and once again, we see that Tefillin are called Nechasim. Now we just have a question, Yibayaluhu, Sefer Taira Mai, what about a Sefer Taira? Is that considered Nechasim or not? Kivan Dolem is Dabin, since one is not allowed to sell Sefer Taira, Da'asol is Vune, it's also to sell, Lav Nechsei, it's not considered possessions, I don't perhaps, Kivan Dolem is Dabin, Lom with Taira Velisa Isha, since a person's allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to continue learning Torah or to get married, Nechseihu, so maybe Sefer Torah is concerned Nechasim, and we conclude with Teiku. Now, in parentheses, we just have a simon for what we're going to be learning in the upcoming Gemara, Zotra, Ime da Amram, Mitarti Achvasa, Rav Tuvi, Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef. Now, this first discussion touches on the concept of Mavreches, which we had previously. We have a woman who's getting remarried. She doesn't want her new husband to have rights to any of her Nechasim, so she's Mavrech them, smuggles them, or hides them away by giving them to somebody else. And so the Gemara tells us, Ime da Rav Zotra Batovia, the mother of Zotra Batovia, because she wrote over all of her nechasim to Rav Zotra Batovia, her son, because she wanted to get married to Rav Zvid, and she didn't want Rav Zvid to have any rights to her nechasim. In Siba, she got married, Vigirsha, but then she got divorced afterwards, and now she wanted to get all of her property back from her son. They came to Rav Barabaye, Amar, he said, she gave her nechasim away because she was getting married, and she got married, and therefore she doesn't get her nechasim back. Rav Barabaye was understanding that when she said that she's giving her nechasim away because she's getting married, that was some sort of tenai. If I get married, you could have my nechasim, but if I don't get married for whatever reason, then you can't have my nechasim. And since she got married, so she loses her nechasim. She gave them to her son. Tough luck, she can't get them back. However, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua told Rav Barabaye, Mishum Da'asu Mulay, Amrisu Mili Mulyasa. Since you come from Mulay, which we explained was a place called Mamla, that's why you say things that are cut off or that are wrong. And as we had said, Rav Bibi, who's the son of Abaye, was a descendant of Eli HaKayin, whose descendants all died young, and the city Mamla was in large part populated by these descendants. And Rav Huna Bar Yeshua is using this as an expression to say, what you're saying doesn't make sense. And why is that? Because afilu madar mavrechas kani, even according to the Mada Amar, that in the case of mavrechas, the person is kani the nechasim, hanimili hechlo egalidaita. That's only if the woman didn't reveal why she's giving her nechasim away. If she didn't state explicitly that the reason why she's giving them away is because she doesn't want her new husband to have rights to them, so then yes, there's a Mada Amar that says she loses her nechasim completely. Avalachabut over here, galidaita mishum insubihu. She revealed that the reason why she's giving them away is because she's getting married, vansiba vegarsha, and she got married, but then she subsequently got divorced. In other words, Rav Yeshua is saying that when she expressed, I'm giving these away because I'm getting married, she meant to say, I'm giving them away only because I'm getting married and I don't want my new husband to have rights to them. But obviously, if for some reason she's not married anymore, if she gets divorced or if he dies, then she would get her nechasim back, and that's the real psak over here, so you'd have to give the nechasim back to his mother. We continue with another story. Imad Ruan Bar Chama, the mother of Ruan Bar Chama was a shchimirah, she was on her deathbed, but urta in the evening, because of Tinul Nechsel Ruan Bar Chama, she wrote over all of her nechasim to her son Ruan Bar Chama, and Betsafer the next morning, because of Tinul Rav Okva Bar Chama, she wrote over all of her nechasim to Rav Okva Bar Chama, a different son of hers, and then she died. So also Ruan Bar Chama came to Rav Sheshes. Ruan Bar Chama, the first son, went to Rav Sheshes and Okva Benichsei. He established the Nechasim by Ruan Bar Chama. He said, okay, Rami, you could have them. But then also Rav Okva Bar Chama came to Rav Nachman. Rav Okva Bar Chama, the other brother, went to Rav Nachman and Okva Benichsei. Rav Nachman told him that he could have the Nechasim. So also Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes went to Rav Nachman to try to figure out what's going on over here. I said that they go to Rami. You said they go to Rav Okva. What's happening? And normally Rav Sheshes asked Rav Nachman, my time Okme Mar Rav Okva Bar Chama. Why is it that you said that Rav Okva Bar Chama could have the Nechasim? Imishum Dehajraba, if you want to say it's because the mother was clearly Chazer, she retracted, and even though she originally gave the Nechasim to Rami, she went back and decided to give them to Rav Okva, and so that's why you're saying that Rav Okva could have them. Well, Vashchiva, she died, and she's not allowed to be Chazer in such a case. Rav Sheshes is understanding the only time a Shchivmira is allowed to be Chazer from the gift that they're giving is if they live. If they don't end up dying, then they can take everything back. But here, she ended up dying, so she can't be Chazer and give the Nechasim to somebody else. However, Amalei Rav Nachman responds to Rav Sheshes, Hachem Rav Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says. Kol she ilu amad Chazer, anytime that if it's a case that if the person lives, if they stand, they don't die, they could be chayzer. So chayzer manasoi, the person could be chayzer from their matana even before they die. And in this situation, if she wouldn't have died, she would have been able to be chayzer because it was a regular matana shchiv meira. So even before she dies, she's able to be chayzer and give it to a different son. However, Rav Sheshet Azar Nachman, Amar da Amar Shmuel la'atzmai, maybe Shmuel only said that the shchiv meira could be chayzer and take everything back if he wants to keep it for himself. La'acher mi Amar, did he say this for somebody else? Does he allow the shchiv meira to be chayzer from the gift that he gave to Reuven and decide to give it to Shimon instead? So Amar Le'i, Rav Nachman responded to him, yes, beferish Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said beferish, bein la'atzmai, bein la'acher, that once he's allowed to be chayzer, he can be chayzer whether he's taking it back for himself or even if he wants to give it to somebody else. And therefore, these nechasim really go to Rav Ukva because he was the second one to receive them, and that's a chazara on the mother's part, which she's allowed to do. We have another story about this. Imid of Amram Chasida, the mother of Amram Chasida, she was on her deathbed. She was a shchiv meira, and havalami luga de shtaroi. She had a pouch or a container full of shtarois that other people owed her money. And kikashachva, when she was dying, Amram, she said, lahavala Amram bri, they should go to Amram my son, and now he's going to be able to collect all those debts, and he'll have a lot of money. Now also achula kamid Rav Nachman, Rav Amram Chasida's brothers went to Rav Nachman, and Amru le, they told him, vahali mashach, our brother of Amram never did a mashicha, so it doesn't really belong to him. And they clearly thought that by matna shchiv meira, the person receiving the matana has to make a kinyan on them. So Amar Lahu, Rav Nachman told them, Divrei Shchiv Meira Kechsu Chesu Mendamu, the words of Shchiv Meira are like the written and given over, as we've said many times before, and therefore you're wrong. He doesn't have to do Mashicha, and just the mere fact that his mother said you can have them is sufficient and they belong to him. And another story, Achasid Rav Tuvi Barav Masna, the sister of Tuvi Barav Masna, because of Tinul and Achasal Rav Tuvi Barav Masna, Tzafra, she wrote all of her Nechasim over to her brother Rav Tuvi in the morning. Lefanya, towards the evening, also Rav Achadvoi Barav Masna, her other brother, Rav Achadvoi, he came along. Bachala, he cried to her. Amala, he told her, Hashta Amri, now people are going to say, Mar Tzur Merabanon, Umar Lav Tzur Merabanon, that my brother is a Tzur Merabanon, he's a Talmud Chacham, and that I'm not a Talmud Chacham, because you wrote the Nechasim to him and not to me. So what she do? Because of Tinu Niale, she wrote over all the Nechasim to her other brother, Rav Achadvoi. Now after she died, also Kamir Rav Nachman, he came to Rav Nachman, Amala, he told him, Achim Amr Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says, Kol She'ilu Amad Chayzer, Chayzer Matnasai, anyone that if the person stood, if they lived and they didn't die, they'd be able to be Chayzer from their Matnash Chimera, so even beforehand, they're allowed to be Chayzer. And that's exactly what happened here, and therefore she's allowed to be Chayzer, and everything goes to Rav Achadvoi and not to Rav Tuvi. And another story, Achazer of Dimi Bar Yosef, the sister of Dimi Bar Yosef, Havala Piskata de Pardiso, she had a section of a pardes of an orchard, and that's all that she had. And Kol Emas Tavas Chalsha, anytime she got sick, Hava Makan Yuleni Hale, she would be makanin the entire thing to him. And Kofnan Alaf Aman Bez on top, Vichikaima, when she got better, Havas Hadraba, she would be Chazer on it, and he'd give it back to her. Zimna Chada, one time, Chalsha, she got sick, Shalchale, she sent a message to him, Takani, come and be kaine. Shalach, he sent her back a message, Lebeina, I don't want to come, because he figured that she would get better, so why make the whole schlep just to be kaine, just have to be chayzer from it? So Shalchale, she sent a message back to him, Takani, call Hechad Bais, come and be kaine in any which way you want, meaning you could even be kaine in a way that I'm not going to be able to be chayzer if I get better. And so Azali came, and what did he do? Shaira, he had her leave something over for herself, meaning she wasn't making the entire orchard to him, she left a bit for herself. The Kanumina, and then he did a kinyan from her. And Kikama, when she got better, Hajraba, she was chayzer from the whole thing. Now he didn't want to give it back, and technically he was right in doing so because it's not a regular matna shchiv meira. She didn't give everything to him. She was mashire something for herself, and as we've said many times before, when a shchiv meira is mashire something for themselves, that's just a regular matana, and it's not a matna shchiv meira. And even if they get better, they can't take it back. So he didn't want to return anything. And Asayla Kamed Rav Nachman, she came to Rav Nachman, and Shalachle Ta. He sent a message to him, come to Bezdin Rav Dimi. We're going to work this out. But Loyasa, he didn't come. And Amar, he told the shliach of Bezdin, my isi, why should I come? Hashaira, she was mashire something for herself, v'kanumina, and we made a kinyan from her, and therefore it belongs to me. So Shalachle Rav Nachman sent a message back to Rav Dimi, Eloi Asis, if you don't come, Mechina Lecha Besilva, Deloi Mavadama, I'm going to strike you with a thorn that doesn't draw blood, and that's another way of saying I'm going to put you in Cherem if you don't come to Bezdin. And so finally Rav Dimi came, and when everyone was there, Amar Lehu Lasadi, Rav Nachman asked the Edim, Hechi Hav Maisa, what exactly happened? So Amar Lehu, they told him, Amar Hachi, she said the following, when she heard that her brother Rav Dimi didn't want to come, Vaida Kamisa Hachitza, woe to this woman who's going to die, and her brother doesn't even want to come visit her. And then later on, we know what happened, Rav Dimi came and they made this Kenyan. So Amar Lehu, Rav Nachman said to them, Im Ken, if that's really what happened, Hava Mitzava Machmas Misa, she clearly was instructing because she was going to die. Meaning, this whole Kenyan was only taking place because she thought she was going to die. And we know that because she expressed in front of these Edim, I can't believe I'm going to die and my brother's not going to see me. And Mitzava Machmas Misa Chayzer, if a person gives a gift, even if it's only partial, but it's because of Misa, they thought they were going to die, so then they are able to be Chayzer from that when they live. And this is something unique that we haven't seen until now, because again, as we just said before, up until now we understand that if a Shchiv Meira doesn't give everything away, it's not a Matna Shchiv Meira, and even if they live, they get better, they can't be Chayzer from that gift. Here we're seeing something unique, that if a person is Mitzava Machmas Misa, that when they're giving this gift away, it's obvious that it's because they think they're going to die, so even if they don't give away all their possessions, they could be Chayzer from it once they get better. Now we continue discussing this in greater length. Itmar was stated, Matna Shchiv Meira b'miktas, if a Shchiv Meira only gives a partial partial gift, meaning they don't give everything, but they retain something for themselves. Amru Rabbanu Kamei D'Rava. The Rabbanu said the following member in front of Rava, Mishmeid Marzocha Breid Rav Nachman, in the name of Marzocha Breid Rav Nachman, the Amar that he had said this, Mishmeid Rav Nachman, in the name of Nachman, Arehi Kamat Nesbari, Varehi Kamat Neshchimera. This partial gift of Shchimera in some ways is like a Kamat Nesbari, but in some ways is like a Kamat Neshchimera. Arehi Kamat Nesbari, it's like a healthy person giving a gift, She'im Amad, that if a person lives, ain't a Chazer, he's not able to go back from it. And Varehi Kamat Neshchimera is like a Kamat Neshchimera, Deloy Bai Kinyan, that the person doesn't have to do Kinyan. We know that a regular gift, a Kamat Nesbari, the one giving and receiving the gift, have to make some sort of a Kinyan so that it could be acquired. A Kamat Neshchimera, though, does not need a Kinyan. And we're saying over here that even though it's like a Kamat Nesbari, still it doesn't need a Kinyan, and that's like a Kamat Neshchimera, which is something very unique. We haven't seen this until now. Rava told them, Lava Minalchu, didn't I already tell you, Loitisabuki Striki Rav Nachman, don't hang empty bottles of Rav Nachman, meaning don't quote Rav Nachman saying things that he never said. Hachim Rav Nachman, this is really what Rav Nachman said. Harehi Kamat Nesbari, it's 100% like a Kamat Nesbari, and Ubayi Kinyan, a Kinyan does have to be accomplished if they want the gift to be valid. Now, once we have this clarity from Rav Nachman, we're going to have a number of questions. Asi Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman, our Mishnah said, Shirka Koshahu, that if the Shchivmeira, after giving everything away, left a little bit for himself, even if he lived, Matnasa Kayamis, it's still a valid Matana. Now, my love, Doi Kanumine, isn't that referring to where no Kinyan happened and still it's a valid Matana? So we see from our Mishnah that a partial Matana given by Shchivmeira does not need a Kinyan. So Rav Nachman responded, Loi, the Kanumine. No, it's referring to where a Kinyan did take place. So Rav continued asking, Yachiv, that's really so, Ema Seifa. Well, then what about the end of the Mishnah? Loi Shirka Koshahu, if he didn't leave any karka for himself, in Matnasa Kayamis, it's not valid. Well, Vida Kanumine, if you want to say that in this exchange, a Kinyan actually took place, Amayin Matnasa Kayamis, why would it not be a valid Matana? Even though he wasn't Mishair anything for himself, at the end of the day, a Kinyan took place, so it should be valid. Amar Lois, Rav Nachman responded, Hachem Rishmol, this is what Shmuel said, Shchimera Shakasav Kol Chasav Acherim, if a Shchimera wrote over all of his Achasim to others, Afal Bishakanu Miyadai, even if they followed this up with a Kinyan, Amad, if the guy got better, Chazer, he could be Chazer. Why is that? Because Biyadua, it's known, it's obvious, Shalayah Metzavah El Machaz Misa, that the only reason why he instructed this, the reason why he gave over all of his Achasim, is because he thought he was going to die. And so even though it was followed up with a Kinyan, which technically should make it stronger, that doesn't make a difference, since he only gave his way because he thought he was going to die, and he got better, he didn't die, he could be chazer from this. However, we have another question on this. Ace Rav Mashashi L'Rava, Rav Mashashi asked Rava on this dinner of Nachman, there was a story with the mother of the children of Reichel, their father's name was Reichel, we're talking about this mother of theirs, she was sick, and she said, give my pin, my brooch, my piece of jewelry to my daughter, and it's worth 12 mana, which is quite a princely sum. And then she died, the chamur makayim, what she said, and gave this piece of jewelry to her daughter, and this is also considered a partial matna shchemera, because she only gave one thing away to her daughter, whereas the rest was considered Yerusha to her sons. So we see that it works even without a Kinyan. However, once again, the response is, that also was because of Misa. She thought she was going to die and it was apparent from that situation, and that's the reason why a Kinyan does not need to take place. Now, Ace Ravina Larava, Ravina asked Rav a question. We have Mishnah that says, Ha'omer, if a person expressed, Tanu get zela ishti, give this get to my wife, Ushtar shechur zela avdi, or give this shtar shechur, this document of freedom, to my Evan, Umes, and the guy died, Loyet nulachar Misa, it can't be given achar Misa because no Kinyan is able to take place after the fellow died. However, if the fellow said, Tanu mana l'plaini, give a mana to that fellow, umes, and then he died, yitnu lachar misa, that is able to be given after the guy died. And that's also considered a partial matna shchivmeira. He said, give a mana to that guy. It wasn't all of his possessions, it was just a mana, and nonetheless it works. And Ravina continues his question, umimai deloi kanumine, how do we know that this situation is that a Kinyan did not take place before the fellow died because domi de get? This is compared to the first case regarding the get. Ma get, la bar Kinyan, just like the get is not a bar Kinyan, af hainami deloi kanumine. So too, in the case of the money, there was no Kinyan that happened either. What does that mean, the get's not a bar Kinyan? So again, we have a Shchivmeira who says, write and give a get to my wife, but they didn't actually give it. And when we say that a get's not a bar Kinyan, that means that it can't be that someone who's around the Shchivmeira acquired the get for the wife. It doesn't work like that with getin. It has to be that he was officially appointed as a shliach, either by the woman or by the man. But since that didn't happen, no one was appointed as official shliach, there definitely was no Kinyan in the case of get, and that means that there was no Kinyan in the case of the money. And unless we see that the person, the recipient, gets the money, again, even though no Kinyan took place. This is a question on you, Rava, and Shitas Rav Nachman. And the answer to that is that Hasam Nami, there also, it's been Mitzav Machas Misa, where the person instructed that the fellow should get this money because he thought he was going to die, and over there as well, a Kinyan does not need to take place, again, even though it's just a partial Matana and not a full Matna Shchemera. Now here we have a different answer to these two questions. Rav Huna Bridge Rishua, where he tells us that Mitzav Machas Misa Ba'alma by Kinyan. Even if it's Mitzav Machas Misa, a Kinyan still does need to take place. V'chitanya Hani Masniyasa, and these Mishnayos were taught by Machalikon Nechasov, where the person was actually giving away all their Nechasim. Dahi Matna Shchemera Shavuya. And that's just considered like a regular Matna Shchemera. We were understanding the whole time that all these gifts that we're talking about were just partial gifts. It was just a Matna Shchemera B'miktzas, and so we got into this whole discussion of whether or not a Kinyan needs to take place. Rav Huna Bridi Yeshua is saying that no, we're just taking a snapshot out of the bigger picture, and really what happened was that the Shchemera was giving away all all of his nechasim, and therefore no kinyan needs to take place. And now the Gemara brings a clarity on all that we just discussed. V'hilchos halacha is matnas shchemira b'miktas. If a shchemira is only giving away some of his stuff and not everything by a kinyan does need to take place in order for it to be chal, in order for it to work. V'afagav demes, that's even if the fellow eventually dies, we're not going to say, oh, since he died, it was regular matnas shchemira and a kinyan didn't have to take place. No, since he was only giving away a partial gift, a kinyan had to take place before he died. However, mitzav v'machmas misa, if he expressed very clearly that the reason why he's giving away this partial gift is because he thinks he's going to die, loy by a kinyan, then a kinyan does not need to take place, and v'hu demes, that's only if he eventually dies. So then we say, okay, since he was mitzav v'machmas misa, this is considered like this unique type of matnas shchemira that even though he didn't give everything away, it's still chal, even though no kinyan happened. However, amad, if in this situation the fellow got better, chayzer, then he could be chayzer from the gift, v'afagav dekanumine, even if they did make a kinyan, and that's as we said before, because since he was mitzav v'machmas misa, he made it very clear that he's only giving it away because he thinks he's going to die, and since he got better and didn't die, so the kinyan is null and void from the first place. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.